asked Lou Maloney yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. I think he's right. I think the Red Sox need to get uncomfortable.
Yeah, they're not.
The problem is, I thought the Pete Alonso contract was their kind of comfortable contract.
Didn't seem that uncomfortable.
Like that to me is crazy. That kind of contract makes them uncomfortable.
So I guess maybe that contract...
That's such an affordable, reasonable, relatively short-term, lack of total commitment. Like,
yeah.
The fact that that kind of contract makes them uncomfortable is news to me, because they've signed that kind of contract.
Yeah, but so my guess is that kind of contract, the actual physical dollars, they're okay with, but they view that as like, we'll give that to an ace in Garrett Crochet as right. like an extension and avoid arbitration. Or we'll give that to Roman Anthony because we know we're going to save money in the back end. We're signing a guy in his early 20s, or we're signing one of the three best pitchers in baseball. We'll do that. Or even Story, you and I don't like Trevor Story, but when they signed him at the time, shortstop, sort of like a different kind of game, maybe a guy that could be even like a 25-25 type of guy and good defense. They're nerds, or if it's just Breslow, whatever, I don't think value Pete Alonso the same way a lot of us do. So they're saying, oh, that guy doesn't have like a super high war, right? Like, and maybe he's not the best defensive first baseman in the world. We don't value him at that. So we're going to offer him this. And if he takes it, great. And if he doesn't, fine. Like last year, the Alex Bregman contract is pretty telling, I think. A lot of teams offered more years. Teams offered twice as many years last year on Bregman.
Yeah, what did the Twins, or the Tigers rather, end up offering? It was six or seven, yeah.
Six, I think. And then the Red Sox were three. They went higher average annual, but speaking to like the old man thing, and like, you know, he was the same age as Pete Alonso is last year, or that Pete is this year, right? Or whatever, give or take. And they still were only willing to guarantee 3 years on that deal. He happened to take it. But where would we be if Bregman was like, I'll take the more security, I'll take the six-year deal in Detroit?
Yeah, I just...
They weren't going to increase their offer.
To say the Red Sox... I mean, to say you knew all along they weren't going to sign Pete Alonso or Kyle Schwarber, you were right, I was wrong. I thought they were going to be in on this kind of contract. But there is plenty of evidence to suggest that was the kind of contract they'd spend on and they'd hand out. And again, if this is the kind of player, to rephrase... That's the kind of contract they're not willing to go there on. That is a development, and that is scary when it comes to John Henry. We don't even think about, dream about. I allowed myself to think about Soto last year. You're like, no chance, Jones.
Yeah, no.
And it was no chance.
No.
This year, we barely brought up Kyle Tucker's name. The Red Sox have at least broken me in that regard, where I'm like, okay.
Kyle Tucker, no.
$300, $350, $400 million players, those guys ain't happening.
Yeah.
$150 million?
Can't do that.
When it for John Henry is literally nothing. That's nothing. So
no, there are...
I thought that's the kind of contract they'd still hand out, and I guess I have to drop the bar even low. My bar was pretty low. Like, honestly, I think a lot of the people bitching and complaining about Henry and his spending, their bar remains way too high. My bar with him is pretty low, but this is crazy. That they're not even close on that kind of contract is crazy.
I believe there are, and this could change, certainly with Kyle Tucker, maybe even somebody else. I think there are 16 players currently in the big leagues that have contracts of $300 million or more. Yeah, right? Obviously, there's two guys at $700 million.
The Red Sox signed one of those.
But I'm saying, like, they're scoffing at half of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wild.
No, you said it earlier, and you're right. And I think you said this yesterday, too. Alonso, I think, is better. I guess there's some debate on that, but I think Alonso's better than Devers. On top of that, he's a better fit. He's a righty bat at a position of need. And he's going to cost you a fraction of the money.
Yeah.
Like, all of those things would have been perfect. You save money on arguably a better player, a righty stick versus a lefty bat, and at a greater position of need. And he checks all these boxes. And even still, you can't do that on a good deal. Like, that to me is, again, that's one I didn't see coming. They didn't even offer Kyle Schwarber, and they weren't even close on years or total value of the contract on Alonso.
I don't think they have one of the top 35 contracts in baseball now.
Yeah,
because I think Devers would have been.
That sounds right.
But they don't have that. I think the biggest
this
contract
is on, I'm
they
sorry,
have.
On total value or on AAV?
No, total value.
Okay, because Alonso would have gotten them there on AAV at least.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about just total value. Garrett Crochet signed a six-year, $170 million deal.
Right.
So the AAV on that is 28.3, but I'm just saying like total dollars and that like that huge, huge number, like the one that you're talking about with Juan Soto or Shohei Ohtani or Vlad Jr. but there are so many. I mean, Dylan Cease just signed one that's 210. You know, like there's a bunch of guys on this list that are, it's crazy the amount of money that they're getting. And we've
crazy the amount of money the Red Sox are not spending.
No, you're right. There are that many guys, and then the Red Sox who we've also been beaten down to the point where we don't expect them to be a top five payroll, or you know, they should be top 10. They better be a top 10 payroll based on it being the most expensive ticket, the most expensive game day experience and all that stuff. But then you don't even have a star player making that kind of money.
Also, so it's shameful is what it is. Rather be golfing is wrong. Jones, the bigger the rumor, the bigger the BS. When will you learn? Not true. Huge rumors with Bregman last year. Huge rumors with Crochet.
Oh, yeah, we talked about Bregman for weeks.
Nonsense. They I get it. The Red Sox will spin and BS and all of that. They 100% will.
Yeah.
It's not that long ago. It was 1 year ago today. All the rumors about Crochet, they got him. So that doesn't always happen. I think that's a false narrative. But with this one, it obviously came true. And, you know, there's plenty of rumors linking them to Bregman. Bringing him back. Will they bring him back? If they do, then those are rumors that are not just BS.
No.
The Alonso stuff, I am fearful of that now after yesterday.
Yeah.
But the Alonso stuff, like the lying, really, that's embarrassing. He's too old. He's going to be too old. Well, you're in on Bregman.
He's too old, yeah. You signed Chapman.
You're in on Marte. You brought back Chapman. You went and got Sonny Gray. And I'm sure that means more about their age modeling and how he'll specifically age. But, like, whatever. You can't say you're worried about how he's going to age and target older players.
I'm not even worried about that. That's the other thing. It's like every big contract is you're not even doing that, right? So you're out of the 10-year contract business, right? And I think most people know by the end of those contracts, teams are like, all right, we need to bank on the first 6 years of him being really good. And then you're kind of – you got to eat the contract by the end. That happens a lot. But if you're paying guys already on your team – and they're going to be 36, 37. Pete Alonso's 31. So even at the end of a five-year deal, he's still younger than Sonny Gray and Aroldis Chapman. And with a guy like Pete Alonso, after a year or two, if you want to make him your DH, you can because he's worth it hitting 45 home runs.
He should age fine.
I would think so doing that.
I also think
so. Or just stick him at first base where he's played his whole career.
But again, the lying is just, it's sickening is what it is. You know, I saw Mingles walking out of here yesterday, Keith.
Yeah.
And Mingles is like, hey, can I ask you a question? And I'm like, sure.
Yeah, shoot.
What do you want to ask, Mark? And he goes, you really don't own a saw?
Yeah, he was blown away by that.
He was like, I was very surprised I owned a saw. I had to ask my wife where the saw was.
Where was the saw?
Under
your bed.
Yeah, no, where? In like our laundry room, we got like a little tool kit in there.
Got it. Very nice.
You know?
Yeah.
So
had to blow the dust off of it.
He goes, but you really don't own a saw? I go, I really don't, Mark.
No.
But I thought about lying in that moment, but I did not. I told the truth.
Of course I own a saw.
I'm 40.
He goes, what kind of man doesn't own a saw? And I'm like, you're looking at it. I don't know what to tell you.
I am
like,
the face of that.
I didn't turn around and like make a bunch of excuses and lie about it. I'm like, nah, you got me, Mark. And the
chainsaw, table saw. What kind of saw are you talking about?
The Red Sox sitting there. And telling you that Pete Alonso's too old, like that is
too
just,
old.
It's sickening.
I like double check. I mean, he just turned 31. Like, how old are most of these free agents? Baseball's so crazy with all the arbitration years and stuff. Usually guys don't hit free agency until around this time. So now you're just not signing free agents?
Apparently.
They better not get Marte now. How the hell? We just talked about it. He's older than Alonso.
Right. Good deal, though.
Is it a good deal?
Well, no.
How old's Corey Seager?
Oh, good question. We looked this up
the
other day.
He's 32?
He's 31, but he's got six more years on his contract. So they better not get him.
Jim McCaffrey said yesterday, this echoes some of Heyman and Morosi off the top. Now that they've missed out on Alonso and Schwarber, they didn't miss out on Schwarber. They didn't make an offer on Schwarber.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they missed him. Yeah.
They made a horrible offer to Alonso. Like, I don't know how much they missed out on either one.
How come he didn't sign with us? You didn't talk to him.
Bregman, Suarez, Paredes, and Marte are all seen as possibilities.
Possibilities. They're all possibilities.
All right. How many of those guys are they going to end up with, Keith? Bregman, Suarez, Isak, Paredes, and Ketel Marte. How many of those guys are they going to end up with?
One.
Maybe.
0.0.
It's probably Bregman or Marte is my hope. They could get two. They could get Paredes and Suarez.
It's going to be just Isak. Print the jerseys now. Shop's going to be slammed.
No, I take that back. They can get two
just
of those
just in time for Christmas, the Isak Paredes jerseys.
No, they can get two. They'll get Paredes and Suarez. That's their team. That's their team next year.
How old Suarez?
35 next year?
He'll be 35 next season.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
When in October, though? What's his age in October?
July 18th.
Okay.
Good. I like that. Let's go to the phones here. Don is in Brockton. Hello, Don.
Hey, Don.
Hi there, boys. I'd like to call today
It's a sad day to be a part of Sox Nation. I think them not signing Alonso was a massive mistake. He was a 40 home run season guy at Citi Field. You put him at Fenway, his swing is made for the monster. He's a walking 50 home run season coming for only 5 years, $155 million. Pair that power with his leadership. Come postseason time, we have a lot of young talent, but you know, is Costa's going to be leadership? No, not like Alonso would have. It was not that much. And I look at the other moves Breslow's made. We traded for a 36-year-old Sonny Gray. Sonny freaking Gray. He's a stegosaurus. And you're going to pull the age card with Alonso? It's just, I don't know. I'm disappointed in Breslow right now. He stunk.
Okay, so Don.
Hell
great
yeah,
call.
Don.
Great call.
Great, way to go. I agree with all of it.
Really knocked all of it out of the park.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
No, Breslow, look. I
didn't even think about Pete Alonso in Fenway. Look out, Roger Maris. Here comes Pete Alonso.
So, no, Breslow deserves blame for this. Yep. Henry deserves the most blame when you're not spending on free agents, but Breslow deserves blame on this for sure.
Yeah.
And I kind of like a lot of his baseball moves. Baseball move. I have no problem with Sonny Gray. Like, I think they traded a nothing prospect, in my estimation, who flashed at one point last year, was briefly in their top five.
Yeah.
Now he's out of their top 10. They traded a nothing prospect for a guy who can help this year. I like that. I also am fine with the Oviedo trade, although I admittedly like that one less. I think it's fine. I like a lot of his baseball moves. But was that an indication he couldn't close on bigger arms? Or is it an indication he's reined in with John Henry's budget, and now your job is to function within that budget, and this is the best you can do?
Well, so that's what I was going to say. Like, with the John Henry stuff, and don't get me wrong, if everybody wants to blame him for not spending like he used to, great. Fine. We can start with that every conversation. But if he did give Breslow sort of a budget, like you said, is like, hey, here's how much, like, I'm giving you a salary cap, and so now it's on Breslow to be like,
no, it's your job to function within that.
Yes,
100%.
And so if you have to overpay Pete Alonso and then get kind of, you know, get creative and find some other guys to fill out the rotation, fill out the lineup, then so be it. But it's almost like you're trying to get too cute, and you're like, I didn't have budgeted $35 million for Alonso, so I'm not going to do it. And it's like, well, yeah, but now you don't have him. So now what are you going to do? Now you're going to probably get desperate, maybe overpay for Bregman, bring back the guy you had for like a few more million per year.
All right, picture an Isak Paredes jersey under the Christmas tree, Keith.
Oh my God, I could wear it right now.
But then
I'm going to
not just any jersey. Those Fenway greens?
Oh, a City Connect. Isak Paredes.
That's wow. You're going to see a lot of those at Fenway next year.
Slide off the shelves.
Number 46.
Oh, I think they just sold out already. Sorry, guys. They're on back order.
617-779-7937. Let's get to my guy, Craig Breslow. Is the pressure building on him? That's actually a good segue of a call there from Don. We'll get into it next.